This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India. He added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope.
दुनिया में मची उथल-पुथल के बीच भारत उम्मीद की एक किरण बना है जब दुनिया चिंता में डूबी है तब भारत आशा का संचार कर रहा और ऐसा नहीं कि ग्लोबल सिचुएशन से हमें फर्क नहीं पड़ता हमें फर्क पड़ता है चुनौतियां भारत के सामने भी है लेकिन एक सेंस ऑफ पॉजिटिविटी यहां है जिसको हम सभी फील कर रहे हैं और इसलिए द इंडियन सेंचुरी की बात हो रही आज भारत हर सेक्टर में हर क्षेत्र में जिस तेजी से काम कर रहा है वो अभूतपूर्व है भारत की स्पीड भारत की स्केल अनप्रेसिडेंटेड है
The Prime Minister further said that in just 125 days of NDA government's third term, infrastructure projects worth 9 lakh crore rupees have been approved. Home Minister Amit Shah today laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to martyrs on Police Commemoration Day. In his address, the Home Minister said 36,468 police personnel have given the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. He said 216 police personnel have given the supreme sacrifice in the last 1 year. The Home Minister said, in the last decade, due to the efforts of the brave Jawans, peace has been restored in Jammu and Kashmir, the northeast, and areas which were affected by left-wing extremism. He said the three new criminal laws will ensure that the country's criminal system becomes the most modern in the world. Newly elected MLAs of the Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly will be sworn in Srinagar today. Pro Tem Speaker Mubarak Gul will administer the oath to the MLAs who include 51 first-time members. The oath ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. Shagun Parihar of the BJP is the youngest legislator at 29, while National Conference's veteran MLA from Charare Sharif, Abdul Rahim Rathir, is the oldest at 80. Rathir and party colleague Ali Muhammad Saugar are the only two people to have been elected to the Assembly for a record 7 terms. While Saugar has been a member of the Legislative Assembly since 1983, Rathir started his long stint as a legislator in 1977. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan held talks today with the President of the National University of Singapore, Professor Tan Yeng Chee, during his visit to the university. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said the discussion focused on leveraging complementary strengths to build knowledge bridges and strengthening academic and research collaborations between the National University of Singapore and Indian higher educational institutions. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi embarked on a 4-day visit to the UAE today to strengthen defence cooperation between the two countries. During his visit, he is scheduled to hold discussions with the commander of the UAE Naval Forces, Rear Admiral Pilot Saeed bin Hamdan Al Nahyan, and other senior government officials of the UAE. He is also scheduled to visit the National Defence College of the UAE, where he will interact with the student officers. In the archery World Cup final, India's Deepika Kumari clinched the silver medal in the women's recurve category in Tlaxcala, Mexico today. She faced a defeat to Li Chiaman of China 0-6 in the final. Deepika entered the final by defeating Alejandra Valencia of the host country Mexico 6-4 in the semi-final. This is the 5th time that Deepika Kumari finished as a runner-up at the Archery World Cup. And with that, we end this news bulletin.